The festival is currently saying an American dollar buys $1.35 Canadian, and that adds up a lot, even with provincial and federal sales taxes. With so many Americans and Canadians heading back and forth across border bridges, there's a constant awareness of where the $2 stand. For Niagara-on-the-Lake and the Shaw Festival, things are good. Festival Executive Director Tim Jennings says the difference shows.
We've seen some really good uptick in numbers of U.S. patrons who are wanting to come across the border because it's a little bit like Canada's on sale at the moment, so that's been very good for us. And then also we're seeing, I think, more Canadians looking to stay home for their vacation this year, at least in terms of not heading south of the border, because obviously that affects them the other way.
Ticket sales are up 5%, significant for a theater festival whose deficit last year approached $2 million and with a budget of $27 million. Ticket sales increases are also likely to increase business in hotels, restaurants, and those shops which line Queen Street. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.